Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 250 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk about college football. Oh yes, we are. We're also going to talk about some Hazel news, some Perry news, just a good catch up on all the things. We would love for you to visit our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo to check out some of the things that we love and love to use. And we would also love to remind you that on October the 16th, we're doing a live show in Columbia, Tennessee, about 30 miles south of Franklin. And you can get more information about that and tickets at compassionlive.com/event/big-boo-cast-live. How about I put a link to that in the show notes? I surely will. As always, we're so glad you're here with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 250. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
It is episode 250.
That feels important.
I mean, it does. Of course, we haven't planned a way to celebrate it, but it feels significant.
It does. I mean, I don't know why. It's kind of, you know, it's like we get these numbers because they happen to be like a good, even number, and we decide that they're significant because it's like that I had my 50th birthday. And it's like I always say those decades, everybody's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't, why do we have to do anything? Like,
right.
It's, you know, but I mean, it does feel like 250 for people who recorded one podcast a year for the better part of a decade.
Sometimes we recorded three or four.
Yeah,
sometimes
we
were super productive. It was just 2010 was rough, apparently.
It was real. My internet was in a bad season in 2010.
It really was in a bad season. Well, The biggest development that's happened besides the 250th episode is the fact that college football is officially here.
Oh, hallelujah.
It is underway. And as we record this, this is a Monday. Ole Miss is playing tonight.
Yes.
We had a plethora of games this past weekend. And I would say probably you may feel slightly better after the weekend than I do. I don't know. I mean, I think you probably do.
I think I'm going to say, here's the thing. I feel cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the first half of the A&M game did not really go like I wanted it to, you know, like it felt a little bit, but I think that's kind of everybody.
Okay.
You know, you know, I think everybody, I think you texted this and I feel like everybody but Alabama had a little bit of a rocky start.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think you're always going to have adjustments and you're going to see where your weak spots are or where you're kind of prone to get mixed up or whatever in that first game. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Friday night, our high school game that where we played one of our biggest rivals, we were down by 14 at the half. I texted you that at the time.
Yeah, you did.
And then we end up coming back in the fourth quarter. And we went into overtime and we won it in overtime. And it was one of those, like, who am I, Lord, that I would get to witness such, such excitement, such joy. I mean, it was, Alex was on like level stun when he got home, you know, I mean, it was just, it was glorious. And so that was really all the cardiac encouragement I needed for the weekend. You see, I was done. I had rallied with the Lions.
Yeah.
And so I was ready for an easy time with the Bulldogs and Louisiana Tech. But alas, that is not what I experienced. And it was actually the Bulldogs' biggest comeback, I think, in 50 years. Now, am I happy they came back? Absolutely. Will that be teachable, in the long run? Does that show some grit? It sure does. Would I have chosen it? No, I would not have. I would have maybe liked to be a little bit more decisive, but it was a lot of first game things that you see, you know, more penalties than usual, more turnovers than usual.
Yes.
maybe not catching the ball as well as what you'll hope for down the road. So,
I'm
super proud of them for winning. And
it was
a lot to have two come from behind victories in the span of 24 hours.
It's a lot on your heart.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It really is.
Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about KiwiCo. We all know now that this school year is going to be filled with transitions. Whether your kids are going back to school or logging into a classroom from home, there's still the chance they could be quarantined. And as parents, it can be time consuming to give your kids the extra help that they might need this school year. But here's a bit of help. Hands-on science and art projects you can get delivered right to your door. This company, KiwiCo, can deliver a science fair project and art class right to your front porch. And I was even surprised by how much I loved this as an adult. We've received a kit to make an electric pencil sharpener, an actual working radio. Caroline loved being able to build things and figure out how things work. This would be such a great gift, or a great gift to yourself to give to the kid in your life. You can do your part to encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. And the best part is watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. As a parent, it can be so hard to find creative ways to keep our children busy and their minds challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. There's something for kids of all ages with any interest that they happen to have. Everything's shipped right to your door and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel at any time. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BIGBOO at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BIGBOO. It's a lot on your heart. And I felt like at one point, I think when A&M was up 10-7 over Kent State.
I was watching at that point. Yes.
Listen, in the first half, and I saw their coach say the words, because you could read his lips. They aren't that good.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you, it lit a fire under me. If I could have texted an Aggie player on the sidelines in that moment. Uh-huh. I would have shown him that. I feel certain that Jimbo will include that in our film clips for the week.
Sure.
At practice. But it was just that thing of, I told Gully, because Gully came over and watched it with me, because I stayed home because I just thought Caroline needs her first game weekend without her mom there, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Gully couldn't go because it was homecoming weekend, which I have a story about that later here for her youngest, Will. And so she came over and we cooked out and we watched it together. And so with Perry. And so we were watching the game and I said, it would be so nice if A&M had a football team that we knew we were definitively good before we got halfway through the season and said, huh, turns out we're good. You know, like.
Right. Could we, as Alabama did, could we establish just like right out of the gate that we're a force to contend with?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I get like, that's not our lot in life.
I
knew I was expecting, I mean, we have Haynes King. It was his first start as a college quarterback. That's a huge leap, you know, like,
right.
That's a huge leap. I'm going to say he had some moments of brilliance.
Haynes King can scramble.
It was a little Johnny Manziel-esque,
yes.
I'm going to say,
yeah.
At one point. And I got real excited, and you could hear the stands get real excited. I thought that overall, our O-line looked pretty good. I felt like they held pretty well. Our defense, I feel like we got to shore up our run game a little bit. Like, we got to kind of, our run defense was a little weak. But, you know, I mean, I'll take it. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a W is a W on the books.
Absolutely.
You know, because I mean, but I'm going to tell you who I'm giving a side eye to. OU.
Okay.
You played Tulane. So,
I mean, come on, Green Wave. That was a whole surprise to me Saturday morning. I was just like, 100%. Well. Yeah.
Look who showed up. And I'm going to tell you that Spencer Rattler, the OU quarterback, made the comment that he had never seen a defense that hit as hard as Tulane. And I wanted to say, you're going to be in the SEC in a couple of years. So, you might want to get used to it.
Might be good preparation.
Giving a big side eye to Notre Dame.
Oh.
As usual.
That we don't even have to get into all that.
But listen, did everybody though, tell me though that last night that everybody in America was not a Florida State and Mackenzie Milton fan? because when that kid came running on the field and they started telling his story, and I remember when he got hurt, like I had forgotten that's who that was, but like I started looking, and his mom in the stands, like I wanted to go wrap her in a blanket and like stroke her hair. Like I've never been so endeared to a person so quickly, where I was like, I feel everything that you're feeling so deeply. And listen, that kid came out with so much heart, and he almost won them that ball game. And I wanted the storybook ending so bad. Like I wanted it so bad.
Yeah, I did too. I wanted that for him and for them a lot. So I have to say that one of the surprising developments for me over the course of the weekend, there were two. Mm-hmm. One was the UCLA-LSU game.
Yeah, that was kind of a shock.
Just because, for LSU to not really have a run game is new and different. So there was that. And then the Clemson-Georgia game, I know Clemson has a new quarterback. Like they've got to adjust to life without Trevor Lawrence. I mean, they're in a huge transition, and I love a good defensive game. So I didn't mind the absence of scoring, but the real highlight of that game, I mean, Georgia's defense looked really good.
Yeah, it did.
But the real highlight was the gentleman they showcased at the end of the game, who had shaved a G into his chest hair. I don't know when really the realization happens that this is going to be your contribution to your team's efforts, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're just standing in front of the mirror without a shirt on and you think, you know what would really, what would jazz this whole thing up?
Yeah.
Can somebody hand me my clippers? Because he had clearly done that. I felt like the G he had done upside down. He picked a strange location for the G. But I thought, I know Knox McCoy was on Twitter doing all the surrender cobras, so many surrender cobras for early in the season. But I don't feel like our Georgia fan got nearly enough attention. I'd like to know more about how that came to be. I would like to know more about that.
That's dedication. I mean, that's somebody who woke up and said, you know what? Anybody can paint their chest. Like anybody can, but you've got to have a good amount of growth to be able to shave a definable letter into your chest.
Yes. Yes. And so congratulations to him for being featured on the broadcast there at the end, know, and
he deserved it.
Yeah. But man, that was really, and when stuff like that happens, I'm immediately like, Karen Howell, what do you have to say? Karen Howell, would you please weigh in?
It was impressive.
Like, and we're back with college football.
There
for
were
sure.
so many things where I was like, God, we're back. Like, I mean, I will tell you, when the Virginia Tech game, when they showed that crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
With Enter Sandman, like, I'm like, I'm not a Virginia Tech fan. I'm not a fan. I'm kind of indifferent. But I mean, I thought, well, I teared up. Like, I was like, I've never been so happy to have something back and to see all these people so happy and going nuts. I was like, this is the greatest part of the whole thing. Like, I loved it so much.
It was good.
Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about Amazon Music. Since you're listening to this show, I think it's safe to say that you like listening to podcasts, right? Well, you'll find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts, including ours, on Amazon Music. Amazon Music has more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to. But Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa. If you're like me and want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited. That gives you unlimited access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline with unlimited skips, which I personally like because I want to skip a song that I don't want to hear. I love using Amazon Music when I am cooking at night because it pairs with Alexa, and I can say, Alexa, play Taylor Swift, and she'll put up a Taylor Swift playlist for me. Sophie and I have put all of our podcast playlists on Amazon Music, and it's so easy to use and so user-friendly. I love that it's ad-free. I love that you can listen to music on demand. I love that you can skip songs. If you've never tried Amazon Music Unlimited, now is a great time. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. No credit card required. Just go to amazon.com/bigboo. That's amazon.com/bigboo to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. amazon.com/bigboo. It renews automatically. You can cancel anytime. Terms apply.
I'm going to tell you, I read something today because what we have coming up this next weekend, first of all, Mississippi State plays North Carolina State. And, you know, we're a little bit of kindred spirits post College World Series. Like, there's a lot of love between our two programs because we had a shared, a little bit of a shared rivalry with Vanderbilt in the College World Series. But Iowa and Iowa State play this coming up weekend. And I actually read an article from the Des Moines paper today that said that this weekend's, and now we know that it's the Cy-Hawk game, that this weekend's game is the most anticipated and maybe the biggest in the history of their rivalry because both teams are in the top 25. Both teams won this past weekend. And they're playing in Ames, Iowa. And I'm excited about it. I'm ready to watch it.
Well, and it's where game day is going to be this weekend.
Yes, it is.
That's how you know where the big game is. So I've never been so invested in the Cy-Hawk game.
I haven't either, but here we are. Here we are.
Yeah, this is what it does to you. This is what it does to you. You're just a fan. So, so I had a couple of, so I'm going to tell you that one of my winners for the weekend, other than A&M, because they did win. But so we did the red, white, and blue game.
Yes.
And so it was 20 years ago after 9/11, the students, there's a great thing that I posted about how the students kind of came up with the idea. There were five guys that kind of drove the whole thing to do like the red deck, the white deck, the blue deck. And so this was the 20th anniversary. And they did it this past weekend because we're playing in Colorado this coming weekend.
Gotcha.
So they went ahead and did it. But I'm going to tell you that one of the winners to me was, so they sold these $11 t-shirts that you could get everywhere that said Stand With America, and you could get them in red or white and blue. I'm going to tell you that as they showed some crowd shots, the ways that some girls were able to modify those t-shirts.
There's not a doubt in my mind that there was some real ingenuity with that whole thing.
It was impressive, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Like Caroline told me, she said, I cut the sleeves off of mine, which I was like, that's smart. I go, I'm with that. But I mean, the way some of them had been fashioned into elaborate halter tops.
Yes.
Some had become completely backless.
Okay.
I'm just saying what you can do with a pair of scissors and some free time is amazing. Like I was really impressed with the ingenuity and the fashion design skills of a lot of the girls to make that t-shirt fashion.
So is the thing happening in Texas where the girls are taking regular t-shirts and they're tucking them up under their bra to make a crop top?
I've seen that. Okay. Like I have seen that. So yes, I do think that that's happening a little bit, but then I think there's also just the taking the big t-shirts. Like I will say Caroline went and got this huge Harley Davidson t-shirt from a thrift store and cut it off to make it a crop top.
Okay. All right.
And she was really excited. She thought she was going to wear that with sweatpants and that'd be a great outfit. So
bless her. Listen, I don't know. I appreciate how we can modify things, but I don't know. I see the girls when they tuck them under and I'm like, I don't think I could manage that. I mean, listen, there's not a chance that that's going to be a look that I am, I'm going to attempt at any time for the rest of my life ever. Right.
Yeah.
That ship sailed so many years ago, but it just feels like, I don't know. I'm impressed by the way that they can not only, achieve it, but they can manage it. I don't know. There's a lot of creativity out there.
There really is. Well, and I've seen, okay. So the next door girls who I love to follow, now they will do the tuck your shirt up into your bra, but they do it where it's not like a crop top, but they do it where it looks like you have a shirt tucked in, but it's not tucked in.
Okay. Gotcha.
Which I would do that like with a longer shirt.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't tried it, but I do like the idea of, cause sometimes you're like, I would like to tuck in, but then it's like all that fabric is bunched and you can't get it to. So like if you were wearing really like skinny, like black pants or something, I do think it could work for that. But I mean, it's a commitment to get that line right.
It's the line. That's the commitment. Yeah. I could, there's so much more I could say about this as it pertains to women in the middle of life, but I'm just going to not.
Yeah. It's just, there's a reason that I like a tunic. There's a reason.
There's a reason that we like a tunic, for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, it is good. And then, okay, I'm going to say one more thing because a couple of people asked me before we move on from football, kind okay. of. So I had posted Aggie Yell practice on my Instagram and people were like, what is this? So one of the A&M traditions is that midnight before every home game, all the students and whoever gathers sure. in Kyle Field and they do, it's like a pep rally essentially, but we call it a yell practice. And so it's led by our yell leaders. We pack in there, we practice all of our yells, which is what we call our cheers. And we sing the school song. We sing the Aggie War Hymn. The lights go down so you can practice kissing your date if you want to do that.
Oh, goodness.
Because we kiss when you score a touchdown. So
oh,
if you want
right.
to do
I
that.
Forgot
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what that was. So just FYI, because a lot of people were asking, like, do y'all do this all the time? And so if it's an away game, we do it for an away game too, but we usually find like a restaurant or a bar or something at wherever we're playing that will let us host yell practice there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this past week, I think they said there were over 38,000 people there
that's
for
amazing.
Yell practice, which is unbelievable. I think that's the biggest. It has to be close to the biggest one ever, if not the biggest one ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So all three decks were full, which is just incredible.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's super fun. I haven't gone in years because, well, it's at midnight. But
right.
Well, it's a big commitment.
It's a certain time in your life when you can enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, there was a night last week, I think it was Thursday night, and Caroline and I had been Snapchatting back and forth because that's how we communicate now. And so she was like, yeah, I'm studying chemistry, I'm whatever. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I'm so tired, it's been a long week. And I was like, yeah. And so anyway, about 10:30, I was like, because I was tired, and I was like, good night, love you. And she was like, good night. And I woke up the next morning to a Snapchat from her that said, because I'm always like, text me what you're wearing out. And so she texted and she's like, here's tonight's outfit. And I was like, oh, she lived a whole nother life.
Yes. Yes, she was tired, but she was really ramping up for round two is really
she
what,
was ready mm-hmm. to go. And when I woke up in the morning and saw it, I was so confused because I was like, is this what she's wearing to class? Because I was like, oh no, this is what she put on to go out at 11:30 last night.
You know, I'm just proud of her for studying before she went out, because you yeah. know who would not have me?
Oh, 100%.
No, there would have been no studying going on. So good for her for acclimating,
yeah.
getting those lessons done, as my daddy would say.
Mm-hmm. Listen, right now she's balancing it all. So we'll see. We'll
good
see.
Good for her. Good for yeah. her.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Native. Do you know the difference between an antiperspirant and a deodorant? Because I didn't. Antiperspirants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to stop you from sweating. Native deodorant does not contain aluminum, or parabens, or sulfates. It's vegan and it's never tested on animals. Native just works to keep you smelling fresh all day long. The best part is Native deodorant is made with ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorant every day. Shouldn't you be able to understand the ingredients list and know what you're putting on your body? You can make the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant, and it doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling fresh and feeling fresh all day long. And with over 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonals, you're guaranteed to find one you love. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. And besides their classic deodorant, Native offers an unscented option and a baking soda-free formula for those with sensitivities. My personal favorite is the cucumber mint. I love the body wash. I love the deodorant. It smells fresh and it smells clean. It's the perfect scent profile for me. You're going to love Native as much as I do. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase. Go to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase.
The other kind of exciting development in our family life, this happened actually, I guess it was, by the time this comes out, it will have been a couple of weeks back. But, you know, I took Hazel to the vet back in the late winter, I think, and they mm-hmm. ended up calling me saying she's just having a real hard time.
Yes.
And we weren't sure how we were going to handle her vet appointments going forward. We did talk about, I talked to her vet about, well, maybe do I just like pull the car up in the parking lot and y'all come out to us?
Yeah.
I don't really know what to do. But I talked to them this summer, and they were like, look, we've got this new medicine, this new, I don't know, it's a pill that's proven to be pretty helpful for some of our animals who have really high separation anxiety, general anxiety, hazel anxiety, yes, however you want to phrase it. So it may be, because we have to sedate her, you know, like for her to get, which is, you know, I mean, that's pretty serious, but we have to sedate her for them to be able to do anything to her, you know, for her regular care. So anyway, so I went to the vet, I got those pills, came back. I had to give her three of them the night before she went in for her checkup. And then I had to give her three the next morning. Well, the next morning she was on to the, to what I was trying to do. She was not interested in anything I put that pill in. Like, it did not matter. Cheese. Nope. But finally, I can't even, I put it in. I think I mashed up some chicken. Like, I just, I went straight for like just regular people meat.
Yeah.
And mashed it up, put it in her bowl, and put the pills in there, wrapped in peanut butter and bread. She ate them. And the vet told me later, so she, by the time we left for the vet, she was pretty relaxed, you know, but the vet told me when I went to pick Hazel up later, she was like, look, it really, when it came to us, it didn't really touch her. Like, she, that adrenaline was still pushed through, but we were able to get her sedated, which was huge. And they were able to do all the things and run all the tests and give her all the shots and, you know, do all the things that you need to do at your vet visit. But I'm going to tell you that Hazel post vet visit was like a lounge singer. Like, if Hazel could have smoked a cigarette, she would have. Like, she was just, I mean, just, hey, everybody. The whole way home, you know, she normally is real keyed up in the car, and she goes from the front seat to the back seat, to the front seat to the back seat. And this ride, she just would look over and just kind of grin at me. She was, I mean, she was awake and aware.
Yes.
But she was feeling no pain.
Well, God bless her.
I know. It was the most relaxed she has ever been. Like, I thought, I wouldn't even know what to do with a dog, you know, if this was the norm. But I was so relieved to be able to get all her checkup stuff handled, because I really had thought, how in the world are we going to do that? And
I know,
thank goodness now we have a way. And Hazel, listen, ready to receive callers. She got home, just everybody come over, I don't care.
Something else. I could use one of those for watching the rest of Aggie football. That would help me out significantly.
I'm just so happy there's something that really can relax her. It took her, honestly, like, even the next day, she was a little bit like one-eyed, you know, just bless her heart.
She said, I'm good. How are you doing? I'm good. Real good.
That's right. She was like Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. Like, just... Yeah. JK living is what she was said, doing.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Well, so I was going to tell you, so this weekend, so Gully, I mentioned she had homecoming, and so her youngest son, Will, is a junior, and he was nominated. He was homecoming prince.
Well, congratulations, Will.
Yeah. So Will, so anyway, so we had been, you know, so all week, of course, we had been texting him like, congratulations, Prince William, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And so when Gully came over on Saturday night to watch the game, we were talking about it, because she had gone to take pictures, homecoming pictures of the kids before the dance on Saturday night before she came on and came over. And so we were sitting there and talking to Perry, and he said, I need to send Will a text and tell him congratulations. And so Perry sent him like, hey, congratulations on homecoming, Prince, whatever. And then sent him a gif of Prince William dancing.
Okay.
From like when that trip he and Kate took to like Malaysia or somewhere, and sent a gift. And so Gully texted me later that night, and I said, did the kids have fun? And she said, yeah. And Will said, Perry sent him a pic of a random guy dancing, and that was really nice.
Well,
and I.
Pearls before swine. God.
And I thought, and for Perry to send a gift, and for him to even like to look for that Prince William gift.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
There was a lot of effort there. Yeah.
It was a lot of effort. It was a lot of effort. So that was the first thing Perry did this weekend. The second thing that has really tickled me with his technology and he would kill me for saying this on, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because it's too funny. So Caroline, his Snapchat is the way to communicate with her. Like it's, it's quick. You get a good response. Like she doesn't check her text. Like she checks Snapchat. So he sits there and he watches me because we'll Snapchat back and forth. So on Saturday night, he was like, or maybe it was Friday night. He said Friday night. He was like, hey, he's like, is it hard to get Snapchat on my phone?
Okay.
And I said, no, I can put it on your phone. He has no apps. Like, let me say this. His phone has no apps.
Right.
And I said, no, you can get Snapchat. I said, you want me to put it on? So I set him up with an account and I was trying as hard as I can, but I don't really know Snapchat. So I was trying as hard as I could to make it all very private. You know, we're like,
sure.
It wouldn't like, it didn't sync with his contacts or it didn't whatever. Cause he was like, all I want to do is Snapchat Caroline. Like that's all I want to do or whatever. So we're sitting there and all of a sudden one of my friends sends me a screenshot and she says, is Jesus coming back? And it says, Barry Shankle has just joined Snapchat. He's on no social media. He's not on Instagram. He's not on Facebook. He has none of it. And so the fact that all of a sudden, and I said, oh my gosh, like, look what Debbie just sent me. And he goes, did that just go out to everybody that's in my phone? Like, what just happened? And I said, I don't know. I don't think so.
How did it happen?
I don't know.
I don't know Snapchat.
I don't either. And so I think it's like if people have their contacts synced, like if you say like, I want to allow contacts. So anybody you have in your phone when they join, because then then Caroline texted me and said, look what, well then, so he Snapchatted Caroline and said, hi, this is Dad. And she Snapchatted back. Yeah, I figured. And then
bless it.
Jackson, Gully's son, sent Caroline. She said, look what Jackson just sent me. And he had sent her a screenshot that in it was, it said, Perry Shankle has just joined Snapchat. And Jackson sent it with like the big eyes, like looking.
Well, I mean, his whole world's about to open up, really.
He has no idea. Mm-hmm, I mean, so now, but now I'm having to sit there and like kind of coach him through. He's like, what do I do? And I was like, well, you just take a picture. I said, you don't have to take a picture. You can just text something and then you send it or whatever. But like, I don't really even know how to use it. Like I'm kind of constantly like, I hope I'm not putting out a story for everybody to see.
Right. That's my fear. I'm going to need you to help me when I'm in Texas in a couple of weeks. Cause I feel like You're exactly right in terms of they don't look at text, you know, but they will, but they snap like crazy. I don't know how to do that. And I have a Snapchat, I think, or I did. I think I took the app off my phone because I was like, I don't get this. This doesn't make sense to me.
Like, no, I hadn't used it in like, I got on when Caroline first got on because it was that whole thing of I'd always gotten on whatever social media she was on so I could monitor it. And then you realize really quickly, oh, you can't really monitor that. Like, I can't see it.
No.
So I Snapchatted her for like a week. And then I was like, this feels stupid to me. But college has been a game changer. Like, because all of a sudden that's how you hear back from her the fastest.
Okay. Listen, all the parents need to get on Snapchat and then they'll all go and find something else. You know?
I was going
to
say, then somebody will create something else. Because once the parents, it's jump the shark. I mean, I told Caroline this week, I said, well, I've gotten on Snapchat. And I said, and she was like, are you doing okay? And I said, I'm really doing good. I said, now every morning I go in to see your fish and I say, good morning, fish. And I said, so in all fairness, that's where I am. And she said, well, I was a little bit worried about you when you put up the Instagram asking for healthy recipes. She said, I was a little concerned. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. I used to think organic groceries were too expensive, and I hated adding an extra stop to my grocery shopping, but thankfully there's Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They'll deliver what you need so you can spend more time on what matters. Thrive Market works directly with your favorite organic brands, so you get the highest quality products without the retail markups. I save so much money on my orders that I can't even believe it. Shop everything from ethically sourced pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood to non-toxic cleaning and beauty products. Plus, you can easily shop by diets and values like keto, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, and more. It's so interesting because now that Caroline has moved out, I'm ordering more and more stuff from Thrive Market because it's just Perry and me and we're really trying to eat healthier. So we love Thrive Market's selection of granola and their healthy organic snacks. We love the late July jalapeno lime chips, the dry roasted and salted macadamia nuts are one of my favorites. Plus they have a savory paleo snack mix that is so good. And there's so much more. Y'all know that I love all my health supplements and this year I've gotten some of my very favorite from Thrive Market. I love the Ancient Nutrition Collagen Protein Powder for my coffee, the Hum Glow Sweet Glow Gummies for my skin, and the Hum Hair Sweet Hair for my hair. I also have tried the Wing CBD Calming Gummies for my PMS weeks and the Winged Melatonin Gummies to help me sleep at night, and they are amazing. There are so many good nutritional supplements that you can find at Thrive Market for whatever your needs are. And if that isn't enough reason to shop with them, Thrive Market is also good for you and the planet. Orders are shipped for free and delivered with carbon neutral shipping from their zero waste warehouses. To top it off, when you join, you give back. Through Thrive Gives, their one-for-one membership matching program, every paid membership sponsors a free one for a low-income family. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. Join today to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get $20 off your first order and a free gift. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
I feel like there's one more critical piece of information you need to share about something that's coming up in the life, in the life of your family.
Yes. So I just told Sophie, and I haven't really, and I don't have any details yet, but so there's an HGTV show that's being filmed here in San Antonio, and it's a friend of mine is doing it. And I can say it's Kim Wolf, and she was on Survivor, and she has a show with HGTV coming up. And I think it won't be till after the first of the year, but Perry is the landscaper for he assures me he has done everything he can to not be on television.
But he's going to be on television.
I can't imagine. I mean, the fact that he wears a giant hat is going to, he's going to stand out, but he's not looking for a spinoff or any kind of.
Have they talked to him on camera is my question. I haven't asked you that yet.
Not that I know of. Okay. Not that I know of. He's been real, I don't know about the whole thing. So I don't know much, but he did just take me over to see one of the houses because they're doing the reveal tomorrow. And it's pretty amazing. Like, I think the show is going to be really, really good. Like, I'm excited about it. So,
I cannot wait.
Yeah. She's got really good style. So, anyway, I'll keep y'all posted on when it's coming out and what it's going to be called and all that stuff, but she's posted about it. So I know it's out there somewhere, but, yeah. So Perry and him. So not only is he on Snapchat, he might be on television.
The Lord is doing a new thing.
For somebody who's tried so hard to live his whole life off the grid between his wife and his business and his daughter, he's just out there.
He's out there. Listen,
whether he wants to be or not.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay, so it's time for five favorites.
I'm ready. Okay. This first one is one that I had heard about for a while and I'd been really tempted and I'd held off, and then I finally ordered it and it came in this weekend and it is so good. So it's called Aromatech and it's called Santal Oil.
Very intrigued.
It's an essential oil, so you can put it in your diffuser. Everybody says it smells like this perfume called, it's like Lilabo Santal or something, which is supposed to be like phenomenal. So it's like musky, it's leathery. I'm going to tell you that a little bottle of the oil was not inexpensive, but everybody said all you need is a couple of drops and it'll make your whole house smell. And I have not put it in my diffuser yet, but like that little bottle sitting in my kitchen has made my whole kitchen smell, like not even opened.
Oh, but my.
It smells so good. Like Perry even came in, he's like, the house smells really good. It smells like you're at a fancy hotel is what it smells like.
Okay.
Just that really good, like, and it's a great fall scent. Like it's just really, really good.
Oh, I'm so interested.
Yeah. And I got it on Amazon. They have other ones, but this one is really good. So I'm just going to say I'm a super fan of the smell.
Okay. And it's just, you can smell it just with it in the bottle.
Yeah. So like, and I put a little drop, on my wrist yesterday because I was like, but I just haven't diffused it yet. But it, oh my gosh, it's like smells like the best perfume. Like it's so good. But it's not like super, it's not sweet. It's not perfumey. It's just a really good smell.
Okay.
So you can wait and smell mine when you come like next week if you want to, but really good.
Did you get the small one or the big one?
I got the small one because I wanted to try it out first.
Yeah, I'm fixing to order the small one because, you know, that particular flavor, not flavor, scent profile is something that I feel like we both enjoy.
Yeah. And it's a good, it's like not as tobacco-y as some of the, but the leather is there and like that. That cardamom, like it just, it's such a good fall. I was like, this is going to feel so cozy when the weather finally cools off.
Oh, delightful. How did you hear about this?
I can't remember. I think it was somebody's Instagram, but I can't remember now. But somebody was talking about it. I've heard different people talk about it. And then finally I was like, I've got to try it. So, anyway, I'm a fan.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So that's one. The second one I put on Fashion Friday this week, but it's such a good deal that I wanted to make sure I said it in case people don't look at Fashion Friday on Instagram, which is the Fry Melissa button boots. They're just a really good, super classic boot.
Okay.
Like Fry leather boot. And Nordstrom Rack has them right now. They're normally $378. They're on sale for $150.
My goodness.
Yeah. I bought a pair. They had this sale last spring and I bought a pair then because I knew that I was going to want them. But I love them because they have the little V in the front of them. So they kind of have that Westernish look, without being a cowboy boot. But I think that V is super flattering. Now I will say that your calves probably need to be on the thinner side. Like they're kind of fitted.
I'm going to go ahead and graciously just, I'm going to back out of this one.
Yeah. I'm going to say your arch would never make it. Is what I'm going to tell you. What I had been looking for at the time, and this is, the verdict is still out on these, so I will show y'all when I get them back. But so I took mine to the cobbler this past week.
You said cobbler.
I said cobbler.
What is it? Tell us more, Pinocchio.
I took mine to ye old cobbler shop.
Shoppy. Oh, that tickled me.
I couldn't. Well, I took him to the shoe guy.
Yeah. Cobbler's great. Listen, okay. let's bring cobbler back. Let's make cobbler a thing. That's what I say.
Listen, I went to the village. I went to the village to go see the cobbler, and I took my boots. And I am having a lug sole put on them, like a rubber lug sole.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of like dressier boots. And so for me, I wanted these to be more like that. I would wear them like to the ranch if I wanted to, or just something like they'd be more multi-purpose.
Right. Right.
So I'm doing that and it was not super expensive. And so we'll see how it turns out, but I'm real excited about that because I like a good lug sole boot. I just like them to look a little more rugged.
I like that.
Okay. So my next thing is because college football started. And so this Saturday I was super excited to pull out my tailgate stuff from Two Funny Girls.
The best.
I mean, it's so fun. So like I have some styros that are the A&M Skyline. So I love those. I have some other cups that I order that say it's Saturday in College Station that I love. She can personalize anything, but she just has the cutest assortment of tailgate stuff. So if you were somebody who was watching college football at your house or tailgating or whatever, I just think it's really cute stuff to have during the fall when you have people over to watch games.
I agree. I love them.
Yeah, love her stuff. My fourth one is, so I had mentioned before we sent Caroline off to college that we watched Electric Horseman as a family.
Yes. Yes, you did.
And Jane Fonda has on a great pair of sunglasses in that movie that I even Googled, like, what are the sunglasses Jane Fonda has on an Electric Horseman, which shockingly,
I was going to say, nobody put that on the internet back in 1978.
No, there is no like it to know it on Jane Fonda's glasses. So then I just started looking on Amazon, large 70s sunglasses.
Okay.
Is what I wanted with like a brown, because you know, the 70s sunglasses, you've got kind of those brown lenses.
And let me tell you something. There's not much I love more because it reminds me of my mama at the pool when I was growing up. I love them.
Yep. It's the brown lens is key. And so I ordered these. They're, they're fashion square aviator sunglasses. Mm-hmm. They come in different shades and different lens, but I got the brown ones. They're $13.99.
They're so cute.
They're huge. They're so cute, but they're really comfortable and I really like them. Like they're not quite as good as Jane Fonda's, but they're pretty close.
Okay. I love those.
Yeah. So they're just a good, fun sunglass.
Oh, the lens width is 59 millimeters. Yes. That is significant.
I'm saying they're not playing around.
That is significant.
They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the gold frame with the gradient brown lens.
Those are my favorites. I was just clicking through and those are my favorite ones.
Yeah, they're really good. They're very Jane Fonda-esque. So look for me this fall wearing those with my jeans cuffed up, with my knee-high boots,
that's
with
exactly
a puffy
right.
vest, as I emulate Jane Fonda and the Electric Horseman.
That's right. That's right. That's great.
And then speaking of throwbacks, I was looking on American Eagle because I was like, I need to replenish some leggings and I love their offline leggings. So I was like, for fall, I'm going to need some more leggings or whatever. And lo and behold, what I found, and the kids these days are calling them flare leggings, but what they are is yoga pants.
Listen, I just ordered some, they're not a legging, but they're some flare, like what I would call yoga pants from American Eagle, but it's a different style. And they're so great.
They're so good. And so these are the Hugger high-waisted fold-over flare leggings. So they have that waistband that folds over.
Oh, that's good.
And they're so comfortable and they're so soft and they're so cute. And I'm so happy that a yoga-esque, a flare legging, as you will, is back because I just feel like that's such a great style. It's like flare jeans. I just prefer the flare over a straight, skinny leg. So I was really excited and I think these are really, really cute.
What color did you get?
I got the gray, but I think I'm going to go just because I have so much black, but I think I'm going to go back. I wanted to get them in first, but I think I'm going to go back and get the black because black is just universal. Those are my two, just because I feel like those are what I would wear the most.
Right, right.
I think that blue is really cute, but I just don't know that I would wear it.
That marble blue is really cute.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Yeah, they're all cute, but I started with the basics, which I was like, I don't have anything that's that gray. And I thought that'd go good with some of my maroon Aggie sweatshirt type stuff.
That's exactly right. It certainly would.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so those are my five favorites.
Those are great. I've already
Thank
ordered the
so
the oil, but the essential oil, but or what's it called? The aroma oil. I'm sorry. I've already ordered the aroma oil, but now I'm going to have to order the sunglasses.
Yeah, the sunglasses are so cute. Like they're my favorite pair I've had in a long time. So for $13.99, it's like, I mean, why not?
How could you not?
Well, exactly. It's exactly right. You're almost saving money.
You really are. They're super cute. All right. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll be back next week with more football to discuss. At that point, we'll know who won the Cy-Hawk game.
Yes, we will. We'll celebrate them.
I'm probably putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable when I say that. Is it Cy-Hawk or Cy-Hawk? Or do those both sound the same? I don't know. But I'm trying to learn, y'all. I'm trying to learn.
We're trying. We want to know. I felt like we heard a lot from a lot of Iowa people last time, which I appreciated.
Yes, we did. We did indeed. Mm-hmm. And the rivalry game to happen this early in the year, I mentioned I don't always understand it, but I support it. So I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, we'll be watching.
All right, everybody. We hope y'all have a good rest of the week, and we will talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.